Well, good morning. We bring back Sarah into the studio. Oh, you had yourself a nice little hot holiday.
Hot holiday, yeah, down just outside of Phoenix.
Nice. You said your parents have a place down there.
Yeah, down in Santan Valley.
That's awesome.
It was great.
I got sunburnt out in 12-degree weather yesterday afternoon. So take that, Sarah. I had own hot holiday in the backyard.
Nice, yeah. I will say I'm not as burned because I slathered on the sunscreen as much as I could.
Yeah, it was an awesome weekend. What have you got in our Country Music Insider?
Jelly Roll and Luke Bryan were on the Jennifer Hudson show the other day, and she ended up asking them what the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to them while performing, and Jelly did not hold back.
I pooped myself one time.
Hey!
I did. I'm sorry. I was confident it was all there. It was not.
Never.
I watched this crowd go from loving me to just being completely out.
No.
Just completely out. I blew it.
Yeah, I don't know what you do in those scenarios. Like, you're on stage.
Oh, you take a 10-minute break.
Yeah.
Go clean yourself up.
Oh, goodness.
This was a couple I did not see on my 2025 bingo card.
Okay.
But Billy Ray Cyrus and actress Elizabeth Hurley are apparently a couple.
Yep, didn't have that on the
nope.
card is right.
They shared an Easter Day photo on their Instagram accounts showing them kind of getting a little intimate together.
Okay.
Brad Paisley is going to be headlining the 2025 NFL Draft Concert Series. It
nice.
Takes place in Green Bay. The show goes down Saturday night after the final pick of the draft.
Oh, Brad.
Brooks and Dunn are going to be honored the night before the 60th ACM Awards during the Play Something Country Gala.
Nice.
Eric Church, Cody Johnson, Megan Maroney, Keith Urban, and Lainey Wilson are also going to be on hand performing renditions of some of Brooks and Dunn's biggest hits.
Nice.
And during a recent interview, Cody Johnson talked about how he tries his best not to swear in front of his kids, except the one time he saw a rattlesnake near his daughter and he couldn't help it.
We were on the back side of the ranch and there's this pond that's stocked full of bass, and we're fishing and the kids are over here fishing on this side and I'm tearing them up over here and I'm going, Clara, they're over here, come over here. And out of nowhere the grass next to me starts shaking and I heard it.
Oh.
And all I saw was about, and he was slithering right beside me, and I hollered, Clara, run. and then I hollered to my wife, throw me that got 30 right now. And it was a moment of like, this was a 6-foot rattlesnake.
Yeah.
So
oh my God.
It scared me because my daughter's right here.
Yeah, I would say that would scare me too.
Yep.
That is not okay to have around my family. But there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today. Hopefully we don't see any rattlesnakes.
No.